ride. King Kong Kitchy Kitchy Kai Mio, with a sword and a pistol by his side. King Kong Kitchy Kitchy Kai Mio. Hey, Kai Mo Kimo Kai Mo Ki, way down yonder in a hollow tree, an owl, a bat, and a bumblebee. King Kong Kitchy Kitchy Kai Mio.
This is a CKTZ news update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Quadra Legion will be hosting multiple shows in April, two of which will feature Cortez local artists. The first show will be a variety show with Frankie and Friends featuring Cortez local Mike Dej. I caught up with Mike to find out about what we can expect from this variety show and beyond. So, we've been seeing you around now for a little bit. You seem to be very good at collaborating.
I do my best.
Yeah. And many people might know you on Cortez for your stand-up bass performances, as well as banjo, which was what you opened a show recently, playing banjo, didn't you?
The Still Spirit show at the end of September, I believe, with my friend Milo, who was playing fiddle.
And she had a really beautiful voice, too, when you guys were singing together.
And she's off traveling right now, but when she gets back, we're going to record some stuff.
Cool. Oh, that's sweet. And you sing as well. You sang at that performance, too.
Yeah, if you can call it singing.
You make a very distinct sound, and I think it's called singing. Yeah. I thought the kind of juxtaposition of, like, Milo's sweet, sultry, soft voice and, like, your voice, which I'm not going to say it's not sweet and sultry, but it's probably something different from that. I don't know. Do you have a way of describing that style?
Oh, you try to yell in a rhythmic way and match the proper notes.
It's good. It definitely has a, like, banjo kind of vibe to it. I don't know what you would call that. Anyways, okay. When is this show at Quadra Legion?
Oh, it's April 15th.
All right. And I guess they're putting you up on Quadra so that you can play over there?
Oh, I'll sleep somewhere. I've got the pickup that I can just toss the bed in the back and sleep in that too. And I've spent many years sleeping vehicles on my travels playing music around the country.
And April 15th, it's getting a little bit warmer.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, what can you tell me about the show? It says it's a variety show, Frankie and Friends. Who's Frankie?
Frankie is a person who lives on Quadra and plays music, and it was more their partner Tyler that put the show together, who plays under the name Railroad Ty, and I've known him much longer than I've known Frankie. Me and him met in Toronto many years ago, just briefly, and then ended up both in Dawson City, Yukon that same summer at the same time, so we ended up traveling back together.
Wow, what a small, large world Canada can be sometimes.
I know, right?
So, old friends bringing the show together. And what is your act going to look like?
Oh, I'm thinking of just doing a whole bunch of covers with the banjo. Maybe a couple originals, but I've been working on quite a few covers these days that I really enjoy playing, so probably do those and just have fun with that. I've been working on a song called King Kong Kaimyo that was written, oh geez, probably the 40s or 30s. And then I've been, instead of ending that song, going directly into another song that's in the same key called Way Over Yonder in the Minor Key, that was written by Woody Guthrie, but not recorded by him. It was found in his music notes and songbooks and was recorded by Billy Bragg and Wilco. I think that was in the early 90s or late 80s when they finally recorded that one.
Cool. How did you find that? That sounds obscure.
I'm a big fan of Billy Bragg, so I found Way Over Yonder through that. And a few other friends that I knew that I had also knew it. So we did try to learning it quite a few years ago, too. But I only finally got it down now.
Nice.
And then King Kong Kitchy Kai Mio, I heard about on a podcast. They didn't actually play it on the podcast. It's a podcast that just plays songs from the 20s and 30s off old records. And so they mentioned it, and I looked it up and heard it and went, I like this. This is fun. This is cute. I'm going to learn this and play it.
Sounds like covers that we probably haven't heard, so that should be exciting.
That's true. I do like obscure stuff and really old stuff.
Very cool. Awesome. So you said you have your own set, but you're also going to be playing with some of the other bands?
Yeah, I'll be playing with both Frankie and Tyler with the bass. I know Tyler's songs already, pretty much, and I can learn on the bass as we go, pretty easy with anybody I play with. It's a skill I picked up over the years.
What is the genre of music of the other bands?
Oh, probably about the same as mine. Folky country, bluegrass, maybe a bit of punk rock in there.
Nice. A little bit of everything.
I recall one time I was busking on the streets and this person said it was, we were playing folk music, but from the streets, like punk rock stuff. And we're like, yeah, we were on the street playing folk music. You're not wrong. But it's got that punk rock edge sometimes, which maybe you can hear in my voice when I sing some songs.
Tell us how you found Cortez originally, how you ended up here.
There's a big story to this, really, and it all starts with meeting Nick and Ashley. But they stayed at my place one time, and then in April of 2016, the very first time I met them, and then they were off to the tree plant, and I didn't see them again till I was in Dease Lake on my way to the Yukon, and they pulled up to the same gas station. And I went, oh, people that look like me, more dirty kids. And then Nick hops out, he goes, hey, Mike. And I'm like, oh, cool, people I know. And so we became pretty good friends. And then in 2019, I was touring and was playing on Quadra and got a message from Nick. Make sure to get on the Cortez Ferry tomorrow. You're playing Cortez tomorrow night. Just decided to book us. We had no idea, and so off to play Cortez, and played at Kelly Annie's place, and I loved it. It was so much fun. After the pandemic hit, I couldn't play music for money anymore, which is what I was doing for the last 8 years. I went, Cortez was really nice. I think I'm going to go try my luck there. And it's worked out.
You keep running into people.
On different sides of the country and super random places.
Great. So your musical talent brought you here, / your friends just wanted to put the pressure on to get you to come visit. Is there anything else that we can expect from you going into the spring? Any other performances on the docket?
I do have a fourth album I'm planning on putting out, hopefully this summer, or maybe come start working on it. It's almost all written already, so I just gotta refine the songs and start recording.
Nice. Fourth album.
Fourth, yeah.
And you
fourth
said
solo album.
Fourth solo album. So you've done other group work.
Yeah.
And then you said Milo's going to be playing a little bit on that.
Yeah. We're going to do some of her songs as well for her own maybe album. Oh. And I've got a bunch of covers that I want to record nicely as well. And she'll be involved in that as well.
Nice. Is there a name for your new album?
I'm not quite sure. I've been playing around with, because my first album is called Hidden the Friggin' Road. So I was thinking of having this one of me looking at a map in front of a car and calling it Heck Are We Two. Completely lost in the Canadian wilderness. We're Heck Are We Two.
And now that you've retired to your Cortez musician life, it sounds like you're not touring anymore. What if people try to get you to tour or ask you to play? Oh, what do you tell them now?
Well, I usually say I've retired it to a nice island in the sun. It's the retirement everybody wants. Perfect. And now I'm just a humble sea farmer that works with chainsaws sometimes.
You seem pretty young to be retired, so congratulations. Well done. You pulled it off. Living the dream.
Heck yeah.
So we'll see you on April 15th at the Quadra Legion. Do you have any idea how much tickets are or what time starts?
Oh, it's pay what you can and nobody gets turned away.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.